Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. Before I jump into the episode, I wanted to let you know that at the end of the year, I'll be wrapping up the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I've had so much fun interacting with you, the listener, over the last 3 years and receiving emails and comments on how these podcast episodes have helped you to learn more about the health informatics field. If you have any episode topics you'd like me to cover before the podcast wraps, please email me at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Now, back to the episode. I recently received a question from a reader of the Health Analytic Insights newsletter. By the way, if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter and get job posting and career resources sent to your inbox, there will be a link in the show notes of this episode for you to sign up. So I received a question from a reader of the newsletter regarding what are some resources that I go to keep up to date with the field when I was just starting out. Now, the health informatics field is constantly changing, especially as ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, continues to develop in this space. Some of the common issues identified in this field are interoperability challenges, reducing data entry burden for clinicians entering information into electronic health records, integrating genomic data into the electronic health record, the use of ethical artificial intelligence in medical algorithms, and incorporating social determinants of health data into the care for the patient. There are many organizations and healthcare companies which are attempting to find digital solutions to these above issues. In this podcast episode, I want to go over some of the resources I found helpful to learn more about the challenges within the field. So some books that I've read that I would like to highlight are Reframing Healthcare. And I was the first encouraged to read Reframing Healthcare by Dr. Z. Nerwaith when I interviewed Daniel Yeboah, who's the founder and general manager of Alerka Health Corp, whose mission is to improve patient care through leading technologies and innovation. And I'll leave a link to that podcast interview in the show notes of the episode. In the book, Dr. Zeev makes the point that we should reframe our mindset when it comes to healthcare delivery to the marketing mindset of rebranding, redesigning, and reorganizing. Dr. Zeev highlights that it's important to understand the problem of your patients and create a customized, unique solution for the patient instead of a general one-size-fits-all approach. In terms of the health informatics field, this makes me think of how we can get feedback from the patient, not just at the end of the care through a patient satisfaction survey, but throughout the journey of care. How can this information be collected to improve patients' experience when they first enter the hospital, during their stay, and when they are discharged? By understanding where the breakdown in care happens, by highlighting that in a dashboard or report, health informatics managers can understand which areas can be worked on. Are patients having difficulty finding parking when they first arrive at the hospital? Is it difficult to book an appointment, etc.? In the book, he provided a powerful example of how system and user design can have profound effects when they shifted the placement of the no-name drugs to appear above the brand-name drugs. Both of these drugs would have the same effect for patients, but the no-name drug was a low-cost option for patients. By simply shifting the order of the drugs when they're being ordered by clinicians, this allowed more of the low-cost options to be ordered than before. When you work in such a busy and rapidly changing environment, such as healthcare, creating small changes that are more user-friendly for the clinician or patient can have a large impact. In a previous blog post, I talked about the impact of user design in the hospital and gave an example of Holland Bloorview Kids Rehab Hospital in Toronto, Canada, where they built an interactive floor so kids can play and help to reduce their anxiety that they might be feeling before an upcoming appointment. In the health informatics field, we might think of ways to help mitigate issues such as appointment no-shows and lack of medication adherence, leading to hospital readmissions. However, when speaking to user experience design experts on the Health Analytic Insights podcast, it's clear that whenever one might consider building an app or digital solution, if you don't clearly define who your target audience is, what are their specific pain points, by asking them specifically through informational interviews, it's not guaranteed to have any real impact. In addition, when it comes to building digital products, it's important to have a diverse background of people in the room to ensure you're not missing any key considerations. The design of initial EHR systems was built around billing and schedule systems, but is now being used for storing patient information from various health systems. Since the purpose of the EHR has rapidly changed over time, this has resulted in clinician burnout because of the number of data entry tasks that they are tasked with, and a desire for a more customizable EHR system. I think in the future, more clinicians need to be involved in the design of the EHR systems to help deal with these recurring issues. And in addition, health informaticists should be involved as more people are being interested in using the data collected by EHR systems to enhance predictive analytics. In addition, the book, Reframing Healthcare, highlights the importance of providing niche healthcare services. The book highlights the sad truth that healthcare outcomes are often correlated with your zip code, and those in lower income neighborhoods have limited access to transportation and healthy food. The book talks about the importance of customized care and brings about the idea that care should look different for those who have several comorbidities versus those who are relatively healthy. This might result in faster service for everyone, if those with more complex care needs can be served by specific care providers. This reminds me of an article I read on how low-risk pregnant people use technology such as home monitoring equipment to monitor their blood pressure and have access to an online supportive community and easy access to registered nurses via phone if they have questions. This helps pregnant people not to have to take time off work and find transportation if the appointment is unnecessary. This can allow clinicians to spend more time with high-risk pregnant people. In this situation, to me, the use of technology here provides a customized experience for the patient, instead of the patient having to adapt to multiple appointments that might not work for their time and money constraints. Overall, Reframing Healthcare provided an interesting perspective on how we might want to improve healthcare delivery in the future. Some of the other books I want to highlight include a short primer on When Cancer Still Sucks. He listened to the interview I did with the author right here on the podcast with Dr. David Stewart. And another book that I found quite helpful was Visualizing Health and Healthcare Data. This book provided some great tips specifically when dealing with healthcare data. I found the book was full of insightful information on how to best design dashboards and reports from a clinical perspective. I particularly enjoy the sections on creating personas to help visualize the audience when interacting with your data product. So now onto the podcast that I've listened to, which I have found to be a great resource when wanting to learn more about the health informatics field. And they include Healthcare IT Today, HIMSCast, Faces of Digital Health, and Talking Health Tech. These podcasts give and continue to give a good overview of some of the recurring challenges found in the health IT and health informatics field. These podcasts often have a wide range of guests, from CEOs to managers to patient advocates, who all have different perspectives on how some of the challenges in healthcare can be solved. Some blogs which I have read that I like to highlight include Healthcare IT News and Healthcare IT Today. These blogs have a wealth of information to help keep you up to date on the latest and greatest news in the health IT field. Also, since I'm based in Canada, I also ingest blogs and podcasts that are specific to Canadian healthcare issues, such as the Canadian Healthcare Technology blog. Now, I'd encourage you to find blogs books and podcasts which are local to your area because your area might have specific healthcare challenges. So I hope these lists of resources will be beneficial to you as you continue on your journey to learn more about the health informatics field. And I'd love to start a resource chain. If you're listening to this on Spotify or any other podcast platform, I've included a question that you can answer about your favorite resource. So you can either answer that question on Spotify or send me an email at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. I can then compile these requests into a newsletter and blog post for people to check out in the future. Thanks so much for listening.